Hospitals in Washington state receive millions in tax breaks from the state government. KUOW has learned that some hospitals are paying their executives so much that the hospitals may no longer qualify for one of their biggest tax breaks. As state tax collectors and legislators begin to examine the issue, tens of millions of dollars could be at stake. John Ryan brings us this KUOW investigation.
Most of Washington's largest hospitals are nonprofit organizations. The state gives the nonprofits a break on their business taxes to help reduce the cost of health care. The hospitals have to jump through some hoops to qualify for the reduced taxes. For one thing, state law limits how much the hospitals can pay their executives. Their pay has to be comparable to what public servants in Washington make in similar jobs, or else no break on their B&O taxes. KUOW has learned that 15 hospital executives in Washington made $1 million or more in 2009. That elite group includes 14 nonprofit executives and one head of a government hospital. CEOs at MultiCare, Providence, Virginia Mason, and Valley each made more than $2 million. Those numbers can be found in the hospital's latest tax filings and other public records. The pattern was more lopsided in the two prior years. Nobody working at a public hospital cracked the top 10 list of the state's highest hospital paychecks in 2007 or 2008. The limit on executive pay has been on the law books for 30 years.
Frankly, I don't think it's been something that's been on our radar since the mid-80s.
Mike Gowrilo is a spokesman for the Washington Department of Revenue. He says the recent million-dollar incomes were news to the department.
But it's certainly something that I think we need to take a look at again and examine whether these nonprofits are paying their executive excessively or not.
Gowrilo says the agency only audits 2 or 3% of tax returns. It mostly relies on businesses to comply voluntarily with the state's tax laws.
We can't be everywhere. If we become aware of a nonprofit or any other business that's underreporting its taxes, we investigate those complaints. And if taxes do, we will assess it.
He says the agency can recover back taxes for the past 4 years, along with penalties and interest. But the last time the state tried to penalize a nonprofit for paying its executives too much, it didn't go so well for the state. The year was 1986. The Department of Revenue wanted to ding Group Health Cooperative for paying too much to its executives. They argued all the way to the state Supreme Court. Group Health's expert witness testified that the executives weren't overpaid when compared to executives at a variety of government institutions. He said the group health paychecks were within 5 or 10% of the middle of the market for comparable public service executives. The court sided with group health. The key question, then as now, is what exactly does comparable mean? Several present-day hospital officials declined to be interviewed on tape. They told KUOW they believe they are in compliance with the state law, but they generally provided little detail to back up that claim. Providence and Group Health representatives both said their organizations are so large and complex that there may not be any comparable public service jobs in Washington. Swedish spokeswoman Melissa Tizon told me that her CEO's pay was generally comparable to what the highest-paid public hospital executives made at Valley and Evergreen hospitals. State Senator Karen Kaiser is chair of the Health and Long-Term Care Committee.
Something is out of line here.
Instead of comparing to just the state's highest executive incomes, Kaiser says it would be better to measure nonprofit pay against paychecks closer to the middle of the market.
I draw your attention to the director of Harborview Hospital, the trauma center for the entire state.
Harborview is the state's largest hospital. Eileen Whalen is its head and an employee of the University of Washington. She makes about $470,000.
That's really not comparable to the $1 million and more salaries of other hospital directors in our state. We're paying attention here in Olympia to that.
Other executives at UW Medicine did make more than Whalen. Still, none of them, not even the president of UW, made as much as any of the 15 highest paid executives at nonprofit hospitals in 2009. I searched high and low to find any public officials making as much as the top nonprofit CEOs. The only one I found who consistently did so was the UW football coach. But it might be hard to argue that Steve Sarkisian's job is comparable to running a hospital system.
Touchdown, Washington!
In 2009, one public executive did earn more than anyone else at a hospital in Washington state. Valley Medical Center CEO Rich Rudman pulled down $2.6 million that year. Most of that sum was a retirement package he got to cash in early in exchange for not retiring. That unusual deal drew a rebuke from the state auditor. And it led to the election of two of Rudman's critics to the board that oversees the hospital. Recent meetings of Valley's Board of Elected Commissioners have been bitterly divided over executive pay. The state Senate's health